Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's James and Wiggy.
Kemba, I've never won a damn thing in my career like Antoine Walker.
Menace Cantor.
Menace Cantor.
I think Mutt won with Anus Cantor. So.
James and Wiggy.
How would you say? Aggregation.
The word of the week.
On Sports Radio, WEEI.
Good morning. He is Jermaine Wiggins. I am Mark with a C. James. Wiggy, you were here for the better part of your life before you went over to UGA for the Big Dig. You remember the Big Dig quite well, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I remember it.
Well, we
a
have
lot a, of traffic.
We have a Big
Still
Dig.
Still a lot of traffic.
Guess what? They finally got the Ted Williams Tunnel finished. They got everything done, didn't they? So it took a long time. But I have a feeling that there's a new Big Dig going on right now, not far from us here on Soldier Field Road.
Okay.
There, since about March, April, the McDonald's on Soldier Field Road has been closed. And I just...
Oh, yeah. I've seen that.
I just wonder...
Detrimental to working here.
So, like, how long does it take
to put up a building? So, Mark, you live in Watertown, correct?
Yeah. Yeah.
The only place, I come from a similar direction, that is the only place where you can go to a drive-thru to get a coffee between home and this workplace. And it doesn't exist anymore. It's a crater in the ground.
There's a sign out there that says, what's the sign say? Renovations be opening soon or something like that?
Yeah.
How long does it take? I've seen them throwing up McDonald's in like 3 weeks. What's taking this one so long?
I have no idea. And I just looked it up. This is on UniversalHub.com. The McDonald's at 750 Soldiers Field Road in Brighton is old. How old it's sold, the franchise owner had to file a former declaration with the City Landmarks Commission to determine whether any historic interest. Regardless, it's going to be replaced. So this has been, like I said.
Another McDonald's, right?
Yes. Since
fast food giant announced today.
Fast food what?
This has been since March. This has been like a long time, and I don't know what the hell is going on here, because it even says right now, demolition delay application, 750 Soldier Road, Brighton. This is back in February, so let's just say March is when it actually closed. I've seen bridges, cities, shopping malls. It's McDonald's. It's a freaking McDonald's. Like, how long does it take for a McDonald's? I mean, here we are. It's
a month. It usually takes a month to put it up, it seems like. They go up pretty quick, but this one, like you said, is taking a long time.
Is this going to be a Taj Mahal?
A lot of building permits got to be pulled.
Right. Is this going to, I mean, okay, so let
I
me.
I think the casino went up quicker
Rome
than this.
Rome wasn't built in a day.
No. Encore, the city or gym.
Encore went up faster than the McDonald's over there.
I'm expecting this thing to be sort of the McDonald's one. Did you ever see the movie with Michael Keaton, The Founder? About McDonald's?
No, I know what you're talking about.
Where he sort of stole the idea. Croc,
I did see Coming to America with McDowell's.
McDowell's was great. That was...
making a sequel for that.
Yeah. They are?
For Coming to America.
Is Arsenio and Eddie Murphy going to be in it?
Eddie Murphy's in it.
Not Arsenio?
I don't know. They're making a sequel now as we speak.
Right. Well, I know...
Prince Hakeem.
Oh, Prince Hakeem. He's in Apartment 1A. Mm-hmm. And then Soul Glow, all that stuff. I think I saw somewhere in Springfield, it might be in New York City. I saw somewhere recently, there's a Kennedy Fried Chicken.
It's instead of a KFC.
Right. Oh. It's Kennedy Fried Chicken.
Oh, man.
So I like the original.
Try some of that KFC.
Yeah. I just wonder how long something like that. And if you work anywhere around the area.
I told you, it doesn't take long. You see them all the time getting thrown up.
It's summertime. And they're not even. Wiggy, I don't even see like an arch being built. I don't
Chicken
even
palm
see.
All day long, baby. I don't even see a truck out there. Forget about an arch.
No.
I haven't seen trucks or construction workers or anything.
And it's a 24/7 McDonald's, so it's sort of like, I mean.
Did a lot of business over there.
A lot, yeah, Greg Dickerson would
talk about. There's no other place to go through a drive-thru to get a coffee or, you know, if you want an apple pie or something like that.
You know, when Greg Dickerson was a sideline reporter for the Celtics back in the 2000s through 2013, he would talk about after games, that's where he would go to get something to eat afterwards because it was open 24/7.
Right.
You could rely. I mean, it's just been.
Yes!
And finally, we're starting to get some streets paved in the Watertown area, like over here on Charles River Road and all that, which is great. I find it incredulous. It takes that long. I mean, we're going on Wiggy. It's almost going to be a third of a year. 4 months. You put the fryers for the French fries, the grills, for all that stuff, and you,
I think it takes, it seems like it doesn't need to take that.
I'm loving it. Yeah. Wiggy, I don't want I'm an old school soda guy. I don't want
the one where you get your own soda.
No, that's okay.
Okay.
I don't want, I want the kind where you push the cup into it.
Oh, you don't want the touchscreen.
No, the touchscreen's no good.
The one with all the different choices.
No, it's no good.
It's got a lot of choices, though.
It's got a lot of choices.
I like the touchscreen.
No, it's no good. I drive by here every day and like to and from work, and it's closed due to renovations. It's like, how much longer does it take?
So you got no other place.
Get yourself ready for a trip through McDonald's Land.
There is one over in Watertown, not far from the Planet Fitness. There's one over there, but it's not 24/7. It's a good one, though.
But you don't have one that you can easily, like, if you're coming here in the morning.
Right.
You know, we're
we're
generally on the road by, like, 5 o'clock, 4:45, so you can just swing through there.
Yeah.
Get you a coffee or whatever it is. What do they got there? Breakfast biscuits?
Yeah. Yeah. Everything.
Hot cakes, sausage.
You know what we need around here? Well, like, and you know this too, since you spend some time down in Athens at UGA. We need some Chick-fil-A's around here.
There's Chick-fil-A. A few of them. They're coming.
No, but around here.
Oh, around
this
here.
Area.
It's one in Chicopee, right?
Yeah,
there's Chicopee, which is further than where I live.
There's one in Burlington.
Yeah, one in
in the mall.
On the food court.
There's one in a Liberty Tree Mall.
They have two in like Natick, Framingham.
You go to there's one in Methuen. It's a big one in Methuen.
Oh yeah, yeah. I want to go to New Hampshire while I'm at it.
And there's one in
Haverhill.
I believe there's one in Woburn. Is it Woburn?
Yeah, one in Warwick, Rhode Island.
Yeah, it might be one in
Woburn. Oh,
great. Zip down after the show.
Is that any?
On the way home.
I can tell you, you know what? That's the greatest business to get involved in.
Chick-fil-A?
If you could become
Chick-fil-A's are always packed.
A franchise owner, you have to go. You have an easier time getting in what used to be the mafia than it is getting a Chick-fil-A. They do a background check. They make sure they check to see that you're a Christian.
Okay.
And you've devoted.
They make sure you're against gay marriages, right?
I don't know about that.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure about that.
Is that the owner?
True, Kathy. I don't know about that. I know you can't be open on Sunday. That's a prerequisite. You cannot be open on Sunday.
It should be open on Sunday.
Oh, you got to. If you put a Chick-fil-A anywhere in this vicinity, it's printing money. That is the U.S. Mint in Boston. It is printing money. It is unbelievable. You will take so much of my paycheck every week will go to Chick-fil-A.
Is it expensive? Sunday morning, let's get religious.
Is it expensive to open a Chick-fil-A?
I don't think so, but the thing is, you have to go through a rigorous background check. And I don't mean like, you know, you don't have any felonies in.
Well, I've heard the stories about the owner of Chick-fil-A.
Right.
Like religious he is and all that other nonsense.
Yeah, you have to be able to.
His chicken is good, though.
Oh, it's so good. And then you got get the spicy chicken sandwich with the pepper jack cheese. And I can't even. They don't have anything around here, though. They have
waffle fries.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's a few. I told you.
Like in the heart of Boston.
Well, they're putting one. Aren't they putting one in the Prudential area?
Yes, they are.
Over there?
I heard that. That's true. So there's one there. I like to get one in the water.
Jerry was big on Chick-fil-A, so he was looking for one.
How could you not love Chick-fil-A? That's un-American to not love Chick-fil-A.
I'm looking for an In-N-Out burger. I heard Dale and Keith talking about it.
They will never franchise east of Texas. That's the rule.
Is that their rule?
That's their rule.
They love the In-N-Out.
Texas is the
animal style.
Oh, animal style with extra spread.
Animal style.
I absolutely love that. I here's my thing is that I just can't, I drive by there every day and now it's just like a counter. When is this thing going to go up? It almost becomes like this, okay, like it closed for renovation, let's do something here.
It says here that it takes 90 to 100 days to rebuild a McDonald's.
Well, Lucy, we're way past it.
3 months.
We're way past, because this was March.
Well, the trade deadline's July 31st. They better come do something quick.
March, April, May, June. It's been four, right. And we're almost going on 5 months.
And they haven't even put up a...
Nothing. No arches. Nothing.
Not even an arch.
I don't see a foundation.
Right.
I don't... Like you say, Wiggy, you had a good point. There's no trucks.
There's nothing.
See, I figured the foundation would be the holdup. Usually that's the issue with building houses. The foundation takes 3 weeks, and they put the house up in like 2 days. But this McDonald's, you're right, 5 months is pushing it.
Permits. You know what it is, Jay? A lot of permits in the city.
But this isn't a strip club where you need to get an alcohol license.
That'd be a good idea.
That one's free, Ronald.
No, but that's what I'm saying. That's something
that... McDonald's slash strip club?
You just need a refill. You just need, you know, like, I just don't understand how it takes that long. All right, did you have a good weekend? It was hot as hell.
Yeah, it was.
What'd you do?
I went to the beach on Saturday. I go to
Hampton?
Hampton Beach.
Did you really?
Yeah, but
Sun's out, buns out.
We go to the beach, but we go on black people time. See, white people go to the beach like 9 in the morning.
Oh, no.
And then they cook all day long.
Right.
Black people.
That's true. Have you seen me today?
Yeah, I'm willing to bet you. That's how my mother was. We had to get to the beach at 9 a.m. Then when I, you know, and then now when I met my wife and I'm like, all right, we're going to the beach. We didn't get to the beach till about 3:30.
Well, I'm on black people time.
Oh, there
then.
You go. So yeah, you popularized hip hop and Western Mass.
Yeah, right.
So we are more alike than we're not. So usually we like to get to the beach. You get a couple hours of the sun, but you ain't cooking out there. They want to go, like I said, my mother was 9 a.m. and she stayed at the beach till 3 a.m. frying like KFC chicken. But that's how white people do it.
That's like that commercial, this is your brain, on drugs. When they just drop the egg, they crack the egg, and it just like, oh, man.
Yeah, so we went to the beach Saturday, which was cool. Had a good time there.
You went to Hampton? I was just joking about Hampton. Did you really go?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm over on Hampton Beach side. Where else am I going to go?
Oh, no, I didn't know.
I ain't going to go to Revere Beach.
No, I don't understand.
They're really frying over
isn't
there.
Isn't Hampton Beach sort of like the Jersey Shore of New England?
Nah, I mean, you know, it's like a regular beach.
Yeah.
I mean, you got your cast of characters
right,
down there.
Right, right. Yeah, you got, you know, it's sort of like the...
It's not like going to the Cape, I would imagine.
No. I haven't been
mingling
there.
But there's no shock.
Hot Asian women.
There's no shocks on
Asian
Hampton
women on the beach.
That's right, Glenn. There's no... You've never hear about any shark sightings on North Shore beaches.
I don't,
Cape Cod and down there in the Cape, there's a million sharks over there. Stay away from the beaches.
I don't think sharks wanted to go anywhere near Hampton Beach for some reason.
Yeah,
I don't know why. I don't know.
Like sharks.
They want to stay near Wellfleet.
Yeah.
They want to, you
know. They want to stay near the wealthy, like you said.
Yeah, no, Wellfleet.
Oh, I thought you said
Wellfleet.
Wealthy people.
No. But they want to just stay in
there. Tastes a little better.
Yeah, I don't know.
You got money, you taste better to a shark.
I would love to see, not while I'm in the ocean, but I would love to have a sighting. I said this last week, of a great white shark.
Okay.
I would like to see. Would you?
You would love to. No.
This shark, swallow you whole.
You wouldn't like to see one?
Why would I want to see a shark? What? I could see one on television. Shark Week's coming up, right? Isn't that?
Yeah.
Somewhere
in
August?
Sharknado 8 and all that
stuff.
So
what do you know? You would actually want to be on a boat and see a shark?
No. I just would like to be on the shore and just see the fit. Like, I was talking about, so I love to jet ski. Imagine jet skiing and then, yeah, and you're jet skiing and then you see a freaking fin come up. What would, like, I said this the other day, I might freeze. I might freeze at that point. Like you know, the jet ski can go, 35 miles an hour?
Yeah, they go pretty quick.
At that point, I might freeze because you don't know what you would do. Like, if you see a fin coming up, it would be like, whoa. I mean, like, it would be like, holy crap. And then know that we could just go to the Cape, go to Wellfleet Beach or something like that, anywhere, Orleans Beach, Nauset Beach. And then all of a sudden, there's Jaws right there.
Anywhere in the Cape, you got a good chance of seeing a shark.
Oh, man.
Stay away. That's why. Go to the North Shore. You go to Revere Beach. You go to Shades Beach, which is now Constitution Beach in East Boston. Hampton Beach, Salisbury Beach, you don't have to worry about no shark sightings.
Yeah, so Hampton Beach is pretty good. I don't think I haven't been there in a long time.
Yeah, they got the boardwalk and all that stuff.
Yeah, that's why it's sort of like the Jersey Shore.
Yeah, you definitely see a good group of cast of characters there.
Right. Do you see any, like, situations or Pauly D's out there?
Yeah, you see all types of people. You see a lot of types of people.
Yeah, all right, cool. That's, you know, it is what it is. I mean, you know, it's like, you know.
Mark wants to see a shock up close and personal.
No, I do. No, someone said to me the other day, they said, why don't you just go wear a SEAL suit? Go out to Wellfleet Beach and wear a SEAL suit and see what it gets you.
Let me know what the shock does.
Well, no.
Come back with no limbs.
Yeah, well, I can tell you this. The shark would eat me up in 2 seconds, kind of the way the Baltimore Orioles did the Boston Red Sox this week, especially yesterday. One hit to a quadruple 18.
Well, I did the show yesterday.
That was a great pivot.
Thank you.
You see how Presidente was at a wedding. He showed up at a wedding over the weekend.
A MAGA wedding.
Yes. I was, we have the.
Don't think there were many people like Alex Reamer there.
No, not like that. We had the Wiggy Reamer and Bradfoe show actually yesterday, and that was one thing that I said about Bradfoe's article. I don't know if you read that. It was that this way the Sox would make the postseason was through their bats. But after yesterday's performance, you know, because that's the one thing you could be saying about this Red Sox team. They were still able to hit the ball, even though the pitcher wasn't great. But you asked the question, I think, maybe off the air, and you said you're at this point in time. Now you're 3 games back of the second wild card spot. You have this. I think this series is it for you right here. The Tampa series is coming up next.
Well, you got Rays Yankees.
Yeah, but I think it's like you figure out where you are in the next 3 games and decide whether or not you're going to be buyers or sellers come at this point.
I can already.
But you're still selling though, right?
I'm all in on selling. They're 3 games out of the second wild card spot. I don't know. Instead, they should be right now shedding assets and assets.
Because you feel like which one's taking longer, them fixing the bullpen or them putting up a McDonald's over here in Watertown?
I would say fixing the bullpen's been, I mean, this has been an ongoing thing since last year. So fixing, but the McDonald's, not Watertown, this is Brighton.
Brighton, right here. They're all the same. Brighton, Watertown, Brooklyn, exactly.
But it's like I just feel that. First of all, Friday night was an absolute embarrassment.
Was a Price performance. Yeah. You know, he has those games. I'm not really concerned about him. Why are you concerned about him? Is he not the best pitcher?
The best pitcher. No, Erod actually has
on the best pitcher throughout the season.
I guess
who's your best pitcher throughout the season? You got to throw.
I go Price, notwithstanding Friday night.
Right. But I'm saying if you were to say, okay, you got a 1-game plan wild card, right?
Yep.
Who are you throwing on the mound?
Price. Okay. Not Sale.
No way.
I mean. No way.
Price has been. I'm not really going to look at Friday's Price's performance and be like, it was because of Eckersley. A lot of people are going to say that. And Bradfoe, I got to give him credit, wrote another good article where, you know, this is who we've seen Price do this before. It's not about just have him had bad games. It's not about renting space in his head or his performance.
But here's the thing, Wiggy.
The Eckersley stuff.
It's coming off the heels of that.
I think.
And that's why you can't ignore it where he was doing so well. He was the epitome of consistency on a very inconsistent team. And then you get shelled by a quadruple A Baltimore team who's like 33 games out of first place. They have nothing but pride to play for. That's where it made it look bad. Now, you could say, we'll see. We'll see when he pitches this week against either his former team, the Rays, or the Yankees. I don't know if he's actually going to face the Rays. I don't know if he'll miss the Rays, but then he'll get the Yankees coming up this weekend at Fenway, which obviously that's a game that, you know, and that's a team that he's had his issues against, but more or less on the road, not at home. All in all, bad weekend for the Sox. And I think, you know, this is a weekend to sort of like at least take 3 out of 4. You split against a quadruple A team.
You've made up no ground.
None.
In this second wild card chase spot when you look at where the Red Sox are. And that's the thing is 3 games back. This is the thing that is like the annoying thing about the Red Sox, especially with the trade deadline coming up right around the corner. What do we got, 9 days?
Yeah.
The annoying thing is like you don't really make up any ground. But you don't lose enough to where you start to lose a lot
saying.
Of ground. You're still 3 games back. So in their minds, I'm willing to bet you like Cora and Dombrowski, they're sitting there going, we're still in it, right? So we're only 3 games back. You almost need them to either, like you said, you go against Baltimore, and if you're able to win 3 games, now you're looking at it like, all right, we're a game and a half game behind the second wild card spot. Now you know, okay, we're buyers. But I think when you're at this 3-game point it's almost like, let's see what happens with the Rays. And then I think you make a decision after this Rays series. You look at where they are and you say, okay, you got three games against the Rays. Can you make up any ground? If you go, let's say you go one and three in that against the Rays, then I'm with you. It's time to just sell off.
Yeah, and guess who's pitching tonight against the Red Sox? Jalen Beeks. Remember him, Wiggy? He will be making his first start of the season. He started one game last year. He's 5-0. He's starting tonight against E-Rod. Should be a great game down at Tropicana Field. And then tomorrow night, Sale and Yanni Chirinos. And then Wednesday night, Businessman Special, 12:10. There should be hundreds of people at Tropicana Field, but it's a good matchup. David Price and Charlie Morton, who's been an all-star for the Rays this season. So and then the Yankees come in for four. Yeah,
but see, I don't even think it's about the Yankee series no more, right? I think it's about this series here, right? If you can somehow get through this series, and let's say you win two out of three, right?
You
pick up a game, and then now you're saying, all right, we're two games out of that second wild card spot. Now it depends on if we can maybe split the series. Like, what's it, four games against the Yankees?
Yes.
Split the series against them, maybe pick up a little bit more room. But if you go out there and you get dusted off against the Rays, it's just time to sell, man.
Yeah. No, if they get swept, if it starts tonight and E-Rod, you know, whatever, and they get swept, it is something that you have to look at, and this team and Dave Dombrow. But here's the thing, Wiggy. All this stuff about the Red Sox is that Dave Dombrowski's not a seller. He's a buyer.
Right.
That's what he does.
Well, then buy.
Marcus Stroman. I mean, it's like, to me that, and I want to hear, we have a sound after yesterday's one hit shutout loss to the Baltimore Orioles, Alex Cora, on the team's inconsistency.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, we haven't been consistent, and that's the trouble we run into it. Today, although they scored four, he gave us a chance to win the game. You know we can score runs, and we didn't. So, yeah, just find it tomorrow. Start going.
Yeah, it sounds just like sort of a coach talk, coach speak, sort of. But yeah, they've been inconsistent.
But see, that's not. But when you look at it, right? Are you concerned about their bats, their hitting?
No. But here's the thing. What? Let me ask you this. Going into this season, I'll answer your question with a question. Going into the season, other than the hitting, which you thought would be a staple, which Mookie's starting to come on recently. He's starting to show why he was the MVP a year ago. But you know you had JD Martinez. You didn't know what you were going to get out of Devers. Devers, to me, has been the team's MVP this year, okay? For me, Wiggy, it's just why are we here? Like, nobody thought the starting pitching was going. We all knew the bullpen was going to suck, and they have lived up as advertised, because you went into the season, you losing two of your number one closer, Craig Kimbrell, and then you lost your setup man in Joe Kelly, and I was okay with losing Kelly. So we knew the bullpen would suck, and guess what? They have lived up to expectations, so they are, to quote the late, great Denny Green, they are who we thought they would be, mm-hmm. Okay? I never thought the starting rotation would be this bad. That, to me, is just the fact that, you know, Dave Dombrowski is so desperate going out to acquire Andrew Trashner.
The starting blowtation.
And then now looking at Marcus Stroman or Madison Bumgarner or Noah Syndergaard.
Andrew Trashner.
That was actually Dickerson. Yeah, that was on him on that one, so I have to give him there. But this, to me, Wiggy, it's just like, you got, how is the starting rotation so bad? That's the thing that's mind-boggling to me. I thought, you know, Chris Sale, he got a $145 million deal. He's been garbage this year. David Price has been the most consistent. E-Rod's turned it around, but he's got a 4.5 ERA, so the record is what the record is. He's 11-4, mm-hmm. And then Porcello has sucked. They can't find a fifth starter. It's why they keep trying to throw stuff against the wall. I didn't see that coming.
Well, I don't think anybody saw that coming prior to the season. But when the season started, I think there are a lot of people out there going, what's wrong with this rotation, except for David Price. He was the only one that had been pitching well for basically from beginning to end. So when you look at where you are in the Red Sox and you look at it and you go, okay, well, what are the Red Sox? And it's like I said, Bradford writes that good article and says, well, you know what? They're starting pitching all year long, except for Price has kind of been up and down, inconsistent, not very good. And you got to ask yourself, how are they going to be able to make a push for the second wildcard spot? And you, like you said just a few seconds ago, where it's about being able to put runs out there, and they only had one hit yesterday. And then Bradford's thing, he said, going back to June 30th, 30 game, no team in baseball has scored more runs or has a better team batting average in OPS than the Red Sox. So when you look at what they do well, it's almost like you're saying, well, basically, you know, our pitching is a roll of the dice, and most of the times we're crapping out. So let's make sure these bats are going to keep going, and that's the way that we're going to have to potentially win games. Because you look at the pitching, it's, you know, who knows what you're getting unless you're getting Price.
I thought 11-2 Friday night was the worst loss this season, and then yesterday they got one hit. Rafael right. Devers, the only hit of the game, shut out to some guy by the name of Wachowski. I never even heard of him. I mean, you just thought, he's guy's been on like a bunch of teams. He's a journeyman, got shut out, embarrassing. We'll get to that. Also, somebody went off on the President of the United States. Should this gentleman be suspended? We'll get to that as well. Wiggy and James, but now it's time for trending.
But first, we trend.
The home of the best off-season Patriots coverage, Boston Sports Station. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now, brought to you by the fine folks at 495 Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Have you been waiting for huge savings on your next truck? The wait is over. Stop in a 495 Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram to get the truck you want at the discount you've been waiting for. Six Patriot players, Wiggy, will start the season on the pup list, including your boy from Georgia, Sony Michel.
What's back up with it?
Yeah, yeah. Demaryius Thomas, Dietrich Wise, Nate Ebner, Cole Crosston, and Ken Webster. Never heard of those two guys. Phony Michelle. Yeah.
Then Phony Michelle, he started off last year on the pup, didn't he?
Yeah.
He had a little bit of that knee issue. So
Ken Webster's like the seventh round pick or something.
Yeah, I don't get too much on this. Let's just see if you're ready for September.
That's
8th.
All. Yep.
You know what I mean?
Are you ready for week one?
So some good news, the Georgia Bulldog. Isaiah Wynn has passed his physical after he tore his Achilles before the beginning of last season. Is he going to be the starting left tackle?
Is he? I mean, I have no idea. I think he's going to have an opportunity to play there. I think he might have an opportunity. They drafted him to play one of those positions, and I would say, why wouldn't you start him out there? Let's see if you found your next guy.
All right, Red Sox, we mentioned shutout yesterday in Baltimore, 5-0 loss to the Orioles. Andrew Trashner got the loss but struck out seven and in six innings pitched. Sox open up a three-game set against the Rays in St. Pete. And catch all the action right here with Joe Castig and Josh Lewin on the WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Pregame begins at 6:10, game at 7:10. Red Sox are also reportedly showing active interest. Now, this I like, Wiggy.
Uh-oh.
This I like.
Sounds like a buy-in.
Padres closer Kirby Yates and Blue Jays closer Ken Giles. Not Ken Laird, Ken Giles.
Okay, so it looks like they potentially could be buyers.
Okay. All right. Well, it's almost August, and I'm glad that they decided to go after a closer.
Well, they got 9 days left. So.
Yeah. And Shane Lowry, not Tiger Woods, Rory McIlroy, or Phil Mickelson, won the Open Championship in his home country of Ireland on Sunday. His first major title. How about that?
Good for him.
Yeah. Yeah. The
I watched absolutely zero seconds of the Open.
You watched more than I did because I didn't watch anything as well.
Yes, I could not watch golf.
No.
I'd rather bang my head against the wall.
Yes.
With spikes on it.
Yes. Did you ever see the movie Casino?
Yes.
Do you remember the part where they put this guy, Joe Pesci and Frank Vincent, the late great Frank Vincent, they put the guy's head in a vise?
Yes.
I'd rather put my head in a vise than watch an hour of golf. That's what I would do. And they stuck ice picks in certain part of his anatomy, too, which I would rather have that than watch a bunch of
Casino's
diamond golf.
A good movie.
It's an unbelievable movie. That's what's trending now. Wiggy and James coming up after this.
You're locked in to the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
This is deeply offensive to me as somebody whose parents made all the sacrifices to get to this country. Send her back. How are you any more American than her? You're more privileged, you're whiter, you're richer, but people don't know whether your money's real or not. You've had every privilege afforded to you by America. Every privilege. And now what you do with that power is you go after brown people and black people and minorities? And around here, we won't talk about it? We won't talk about it unless Russell Wilson is saying something about it on his Instagram page. Then we have the power to run with it. Weak-ass shield. It is antithetical to what we should be. And if you're not calling it abhorrent, obviously racist, dangerous rhetoric, you're complicit.
All right. That was Dan Lebertard on Friday with some very polarizing comments about the president of the United States. Lebertard does a nationally syndicated sports talk show every morning from 10 to 1 on ESPN Radio. It's also syndicated on ESPNU television as well. So now ESPN, Wiggy, has had a long-standing, well, not long-standing, but since the Jemele Hill, Michael Smith saga, the Six Sports Center, they have sort of they've had an anti-politics policy, which has been loosely enforced, I might add, and Lebertard dropped the freaking hammer on the president of the United States. And you know what? I don't usually like to wear politics, you know, crosses into sports, but sometimes it's unavoidable. I'll say this on Dan Lebertard in particular. I don't think he should be suspended, and I'll tell you why. For exactly what you heard him there. His parents were Cuban immigrants. Mm-hmm. They came over. They fled, I believe, either prior to, I think prior to the Muriel boat lift, to give Dan Lebertard and his brother a chance to be successful. Obviously, his dad's on TV, national television, every day on Dan Lebertard is highly questionable. So for something, when you're talking about the Somalian refugee turned American citizen, I believe her name is Ilhan Omar?
Yes.
Ilhan Omar?
Ilhan Omar.
Ilhan Omar?
Yeah.
That I think Lebertard is speaking from personal experience and send her back, whether you obviously like the president or not. It certainly does elicit racism. And again, I don't have a horse in the race on this, Wiggy. I'm just telling you on this one, and I'll be the first to tell you. And if you want to chime on this, and lines are already lighting up, 617-779-7937, feel free to do so. Because of what Dan Lebertard, his parents had to go through to give their children a better life, and someone might have thought that, but that he's looking at it from his perspective that, wow, if people thought that about my parents, I wouldn't have a chance to be able to do this, Wiggy. I don't think he should be suspended. And you know what? I don't think he will be.
Well, I see. I think that the issue becomes, right, they have, we already know that ESPN has this in place, right? So they say, you're not allowed to talk about this. You're not allowed to do that. And if you go against that, then clearly there's an opportunity there that you will be suspended because they don't want to go down that road. I mean, when you go down the road of politics, let's be honest, it's, you're depending on which side you are. If you're really on one side or the other, it's like, you know, there are two things you don't discuss over dinner. That's politics and religion.
Right.
And
or at a party.
Yeah, right. Or at a party, right? And so depending on which side you're on, it's how you're going to feel. And if there are going to be people that say Ilhan Omar, I don't know exactly say her name, but there was, she made some comments about how, she, you know, and Trump said she downplayed the 9/11 attacks, right? And so that's, you know, that and as well as other
stuff.
Can't
do that. Can't do that.
That as well as other stuff. Now, I don't agree with a lot of the stuff that Trump says. Some stuff I do agree with. I'm more like in the middle, right? You know, I'm kind of, I got to see what they say, feel how I feel about certain things. But in ESPN's case, they already said, hey, here's what it is.
Yep.
We're not talking about that. So if WEI says we're not supposed to talk about that, I could do one or two things. I could say, you know what? I'm going to listen to what my bosses say. They're the ones who signed the check.
Sure.
Or I'm going to be like, you know what? I have the ability where I don't care about what happens to me in my job, and I'm going to tell them, kick rocks. I'm not going to eat crow. I'm going to go out there and do a Lebertard and say what it is I want to say. I think the thing that, you know, and I don't, like I said, I'm not in the weeds on this one, this whole, you know, send them back. I think a lot of the issue becomes because if Trump does a little research, like the AOC, she's from New York.
Mm-hmm.
The other woman, I believe her name is Rashida, I forget, Tlaib. She's from, like, Detroit. Like, so where are we sending her back? To New York, Detroit? And the other one is from Ohio. I think his biggest thing is, like, are you, if you're anti-American, then that's what I think he might be talking about. I don't think he should be sending them back. I think he should be saying, if you don't like what America stands for and you don't like this country and you're you talk about this country
in a negative way,
then leave.
Right.
Which yeah. I agree in certain yeah, points because, fine. I mean, there's a lot of other places that you can go. And
which is why, Craig, when all these people, Wiggy, before...
It's a lot worse than America.
That's right. Before the election, all these people like Katy Perry and Lady Gaga...
Oh, they wanted to move and all that
stuff.
We're going to
move. We're going to move. You know,
see you later.
Rosie O'Donnell, all these people. You know the only person who actually left to move to another country? Pamela Anderson. So credit to Pamela. She wanted to... actually did... And you know, I don't agree with it. But she actually did.
I agree with it. If you don't want to be here, and
that's
you don't,
it. And you no one's holding a gun to your head.
And you don't like what this. Now, let's be honest. You know, this country has a lot of warts and it has a lot of its downfalls. But I'd rather live here than some of these other places that I hear about. And I think, you know, some of the rhetoric that Trump is out there spewing, he comes off saying in the wrong way.
But let me.
It's being, and the way he says it, the tone and some of the stuff that he's speaking, it could come off as kind of like, you know, a little bit a racist and, you know, with some racist tendencies. I think he's got to learn how to get his wording right.
But here's the thing, and let me go ahead and just state the fact here. I'm not playing sides, but Trump didn't say send her back. All he said is something, she is free to leave if she doesn't like this country, America. So,
well, I think it was more about the chant, weren't there? Wasn't there a chant? There was like, a chant,
but Trump didn't do that. I don't think, like, he wasn't the one who started center people. What are you going to do? Control?
Yeah, he sat there with a smirk and let them do
right.
It.
I mean, I think he's like, you know, he's, you know, he might not be actually saying it, but he's definitely like John says,
egging it on.
You know, okay. He's definitely for it, you know, and I think right. That's more of it than anything. I think the biggest thing is, like I said, if he was like, if you don't like it here, and he was vocal about that, and you don't like being in this country, then you should leave.
Fair enough. 617-779-7937. Do you think that Dan Le Batard should be suspended for his comments about the president of the United States? Pat in Connecticut. Hello, Pat. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. You got me fired up. Listen, Dan Le Batard should be ashamed of himself, and I'll tell you why. His parents were patriots. What his parents went through, they fought their way to America, is totally different than what Oman from Minnesota did. First off, she was brought here when she was 6 years old. She's out there telling everybody while she was being brought to America, the United States was murdering people in her home country. We were there protecting people like her, and the reason that she's here is because of what a great nation we are. If you just do some research and listen to her words, she does not love this country. Neither do the other three that she's with. They don't love the United States. They hate everything that we stand for. And you got, and Wiggy was exactly right. That's exactly what Trump was saying. Go back to your country. If you don't like it here, go back to the country of origin, fix it there, and then come back and show us. That's one. Number two, ESPN, they're a bunch of hypocrites. The only reason they backed off of politics was because their ratings went through the toilet.
Yep.
The people that listen to your station, guys like me, 50 year, we're their demographic. They don't get who we are.
Right.
All we want sports. We don't want politics. They shoved it down our throats,
yep.
And they lost their shirt for the last 5 years.
They did.
And right. So that's where the no politics policy came from. And it's disgusting what they did the last 5 years.
Pat, I have to tell you, you're the first call of the day. You might be the best call of the day. We'll see if we can top that one. You didn't say anything there I disagree with. But ESPN did lose a huge part of their audience due to, I mean, Jemele Hill called Donald Trump a white supremacist.
Right.
And that just, it's like now the ratings in the 6 o'clock Sports Center with Kevin Nagani and Sage Steele,
They're back up now.
But the thing about, and that's what we talked about. If you look at what they said, there was an email that was sent out to all the employees at ESPN, and it basically said that, you know, we're going to steer clear of talking about politics, somewhere along those lines. So if you know that, right, I understand that. I understand that if you want to go down that road and you don't want to listen to your bosses, then that might be the road you choose.
Well, listen, Lebertard has a lot of clout there. He does. He can get away with things that other people can't get away with.
Okay, so he probably knows I can get away with saying certain things, but like we initially talked about when we first came on, depending on what side of the fence you are and depending on how far away from that fence you are on your side, you know.
Well, let me just ask this, and I'm looking at it. Didn't I don't know this. I'm just trying to I'm checking facts here. Didn't President Trump denounce the chant? I mean, you can see smirk, but I heard he denounced the chant.
I don't know. I didn't see it.
So there's that. So again, you know, it goes to this. And let me just say this. Someone came up with a meme, Wiggy, a couple weeks ago. President Trump, it was a meme. So obviously, you know, it was a joke.
Right.
President Trump cures cancer. Outside of the White House, you get people standing up with signs saying, curing cancer's racist. It's like no matter what he says or does.
Well, I think the biggest issue with Trump, and I think the thing that started him off, you know, obviously his whole, when he originally ran for president, that whole campaign tour and him, I think it was a lot of, he alienated a lot of people.
Oh, of course he did. And with, then the NFL some, season with get the SOBs.
Yeah, with
of
some
you.
Of the rhetoric. So, right? So that's where he alienated a lot of people. But then he got a lot of people on his side because he went in the direction of, like, the political correctness. We're trying to get away from that. And I'm cool with that. Like, I hate the fact that we're so PC and it's like we're so sensitive. But I think there's a way that you got to go about.
You can be more tactful.
Right.
A little more time.
Yeah, and I think so. There are issues that when you talk about Trump, I think a lot of the issues stem from how he says a lot of things.
617-779-7937 Dan Lebertard, his comments and what he said on his
that
Thursday.
That show's horrible. Anyways, why the hell is he even still on? That with his dad and
No. This is this radio show.
Well, but either way, if his TV show sucks, his radio show can't be any better.
Yeah, his radio show. His actually TV show's not as bad as the radio show. His radio show is not
that.
It's well, that's a whole nother story. Do you think he should be suspended? 617-779-7937 I'm with you there, Wiggy. I'm with you there, Wiggy and James.
25 years and counting. The number one sports station in Boston and throughout New England. Sports Radio WEEI. The WEEI Sports Radio Network. You are locked in to the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
So, what happened last night, this felt un-American, what happened last night, okay? Basically, a chant, send her back, is not, yeah, it's not the America that my parents came to get for us, for exiles, for brown people. Like, there's a racial division in this country that's being instigated by the president, and we here at ESPN haven't had the stomach for that fight, because Jamel did some things on Twitter, and you saw what happened after that. And then here, all of a sudden, nobody talks politics on anything unless we can use one of these sports figures as a meat shield in the most cowardly possible way to discuss these subjects.
All right, that was Dan Lebertard on his radio show on ESPN. And there is ESPN sent out an email on Friday to all employees, including Lebertard, that basically said to the extent of they don't want their talent speaking, whether it's on their show or on Twitter, about politics in any way.
And so he knew that.
He definitely knew. Jamel Hill lost her job. Michael Smith's been put in a witness protection program. Of course he knew that.
Right, I haven't seen Michael Smith in
Michael
so
Smith,
long.
Man. Jesus. They're going to put him on.
Right. He must be on ESPN, the Ocho.
Yeah, exactly.
But he knows, like, see, this is the thing that always kind of, like, irritates me about people like Dan Lebertard, is like, all right, you know what your boss has told you, right? And then you decide to, like, make these little, like, you know, cowardly because we're not talking about it. Clearly, your bosses like have made a collective effort as a station to say we are not talking about politics because, you know, like we had talked about earlier, when you're at the party, there are two things that are off limits because these two things could turn into an absolute fist fight, and that's politics and religion. So they made it a point. If you want to talk about that and you want to have the ability to talk about that, then guess what? Get your own damn show, like, you know, buy your own television station, and then you'll have the right to talk about whatever it is you want. But when you work for somebody, and this is what Dan Levitard, he works, there's somebody up there, when he gets his check all the time, it doesn't say on the bottom, signed by Dan Levitard, you know what I mean? This, no. He's getting paid by somebody else. So you have to realize that.
Michael Eisner, I believe.
Yeah, and you got to learn. You got to learn in life to eat crow and say, all right, maybe I don't agree with it, but you know what?
But listen, you're right. But I also understand from what his parents had to endure.
Right, but everybody. I mean, most people's parents were immigrants, or great grandparents, or grandparents, or great great grandparents. I mean, there's always been something that you had to endure, or somebody in your family had to endure.
Yep. Let's go to the phone. 617-779-7937. Chris and Chelsea. Hey, what's up? You're on Wiggy and James. What's going on?
Marcus, to see, I've backed you more times than I care to admit about financial wagering. And Wiggy, my boys actually used to work with you at Alamo Rent-A-Car.
Wow, that's going way back.
You worked at Alamo Rent-A-Car?
Yeah, I did. I used to drive the bus.
Oh, no kidding.
And then I got to see people really, because, you know, I used to take the luggage on and off and see which jackasses didn't tip me. I like to tip people because I worked.
But do you tip for takeout?
No, not takeout.
No. I'm just, that's a separate. Do you tip for takeout? You don't.
No, not
takeout.
Okay,
good. I just want to make sure because I'm a no tip for takeout guy. Okay, go ahead, Chris.
But Mark, you are punching way above your weight class right now when it comes to politics. Jerry's gone. You don't have to pretend to like this stuff anymore. Trump literally said in a tweet that, according to the government, is part of presidential records, told four lawmakers to go back to the countries from which they came. The ironic part about that is three of the congresswomen that he came after, colloquially called the squad,
yes.
are from America.
Right, that's what
Detroit,
I'm saying.
Detroit, New York,
and
Ohio.
Cincinnati. Yeah.
Right.
So
to the countries from where they came is America, and in one case, there's one congresswoman who's from Africa. So it's just like he doesn't want people to come here illegally. These three, this woman came here legally, went through the process, got herself to the point of being elevated to the point of a congresswoman, and now we're chanting send her back. It's the most racist thing that you can say to somebody. In examples in HR, right, examples of things that you can't say to people, one of them is like always go back to where you came. Like you can't say that. And the fact that the president of the United States is saying that, and he's been sued over 3,000 times, sometimes about not renting to black people in Florida, it's bananas to say that at the very least he has racial undertones. At the most, he's...
Well, okay, should Levitard be suspended, Chris?
Oh, I mean... Do I think he should be suspended? No. I mean, I'm not a big fan of Levitard, to be honest with you.
Right. But
I think these are very strange times in which, like, we've never, if you go back to Obama, like, presidents don't behave like this ever.
No, they don't. But here's the thing is that...
Well, that's why I said Trump went wrong.
The chance should be,
if you don't like it here, leave. Because, like I said initially, three of the women are from America.
Here's the thing, though. If they're going to enforce their no politics policy, he should be suspended. You have to make an example. They explicitly
said... It's all dependent, like you said, where you fall on the food chain on whether or not you get suspended. We've seen it with Tyreek Hill in the NFL.
Right.
If he was a third-string wide receiver, he would have been gone a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. Tim and Lowell, you're up next. Wiggy and James, what's up, Tim?
Hey, guys, how's it going?
What up?
The last caller just went right where I was going to go. And the only thing I would challenge Wiggy then is when you say, you know, he doesn't exactly say things in the best way, Trump, we're talking about.
Right.
He says things in exactly the right way if you're a white supremacist, and he is. He has a long history of racism from the apartment stuff that guy just mentioned. to those guys in New York City, the five.
The Central Park Five.
Yep. He has a history of this. So he is saying exactly what he means, and he's saying it the way he wants to say it. This idea, it's like some people won't think he's a racist unless he shows up in the Oval Office with a white gown on and a hood. This is not the 1950s.
Okay, Tim, should Lebatard be suspended? Okay, we keep going. Huh?
Lebatard should push it so he has to be suspended. I applaud him, and I'm not a fan. As sports, you know, listening to sports personalities, I don't like that show, like Wiggy said, the highly questionable thing. I think it's silly. But I absolutely think he should push it to where they have to make a decision, just like Martin Luther King did, just like Rosa Parks did.
Okay.
But there are people out there that feel like, and there are things that's why I said, there are things that Trump has said in the past and has done, are as like, you know, they should be killed or something along those lines. There was the incident that we heard of with the apartments that he had. Now, granted, this stuff is, you know, some years ago where allegedly he didn't want to rent to black people. We saw the book that the guy wrote where he said he'd rather have Jewish people handle his money than black people. So there are a lot of things that he has said, and the way he says things comes off as, you know, very racist or having like
racial undertones.
Yes, yep, and yep. So that's kind of the way it is.
Okay. John in Northampton's been holding. Hey, John, what's up?
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good. What up?
I'd just like to say that Dan Rebatard, he just read the letter exactly what it said. It said the talent shouldn't talk about it. So he knew they weren't talking about him because he's not talented, one. And number two, he also said hello?
Yeah, keep going.
I was just making sure you're still there.
Yep.
I just heard the first guy you talked to say that he told them to go back to where they're from, which isn't a country, although it is for one of them, fix it there and then come back. Does a racist say go fix things and then come back here and show us how to do it? And another thing I'd like to say is Ilhan Omar talking about Obama was his hero, that last guy. He did hear that she said that he's just a pretty face that got away with murder because he murdered people with drones, right? I mean, that's what Ilhan Omar said.
Interesting. Do you think Lebatard should be suspended?
No, because he's not talented there at the show, so he didn't do anything against the rules. And I'm a veteran, so let me just say that I find it insulting when they say that we hurt the people in Somalia. I served in the Persian Gulf War, and I helped to provide relief and comfort to the Kurdish people, and I didn't hurt anybody.
I got you. We're trying to keep this on point.
Well, the thing is that we know what ESPN said, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we know the email that ESPN sent out, and they told people that, hey, listen, we do not want you guys speaking on politics. So if you're Dan Lebatard, you know this, but he's saying, you know what? I don't care what my bosses are going to say. I'm going to go out there. I'm going to say what's on my mind because I feel like this is something that maybe doesn't maybe necessarily affect him, but it affects his heart. You know what I mean? Because like you said, his parents were immigrants. They came over and, you know, the whole set, you know, send them back or that kind of thing. He feels a certain way about it. But ESPN has made the statement before saying, hey, we're not talking politics. And if you do, then, hey, ultimately you'll run the risk of being suspended. But at the end of the day, it all depends on who says it. Dan Lebatard, I guess, is a big asset to that company. If it was, I don't know, Gary Streisky, who works for ESPN now, who used to be here at Nesson, if he says something, who knows? Maybe
First of all, I don't think it would have nearly the effect.
Well, they might suspend them right off the giddy.
Yeah. Tux in Maine. Tux, go ahead.
Hey, how's it going? Good. By the way, politically correct, we are not in America. You know, just listening to today's music, if the guy had said something positive about the president, do you think he would have been fired already?
If he would have said something positive.
You know what? Ask Curt Schilling. Yeah, he probably would have been. You know, it's a great point. Hey, Tux.
I'm glad you
talk about what side you're on and all this stuff because, you know, there's a reason why Curt Schilling didn't get inducted yesterday into Cooperstown because he leans right. He's the most clutch pitcher in postseason baseball history. He's not in because of the way his.
But that's wrong, though.
That is wrong.
It should be.
And very wrong.
And Dan Shaughnessy, who is a
voter,
is an Hall of Fame voter.
Yeah.
He's kind of said that. You know, some of his views.
Tomasi's a Hall of Fame voter, and Tomasi and Schilling despise each other. And Tomasi said, "Oh, Schilling should be in the Hall of Fame. Should be in the Hall of Fame years ago."
Right.
But what were you going to say about ESPN, Tux?
Well, I guess, you know, when you say you just said it, you know, but that's wrong. And the point of the matter is, when it's wrong on one side, there's immediate consequence. When it's wrong on the other side, you get delays. You just, nothing ever happens on the other, on a different side.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm saying, is that, you know, that it's not fair on both sides. And if you were pitching and you were somebody who's calling a strike 6 inches outside the strike zone and you weren't getting that strike, what do you do next?
Complain?
And you're watching it every day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
By the way, it's going to deaf ears.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's kind of it. So we're not politically correct. And by the way, I was at a college the other day, and I literally was asking my phone, are those the words that I'm hearing? Who sings this? And I went and looked up the lyrics. We aren't politically correct. And
yeah, but I think music, but that's music, though. I think that's like for entertainment. When we say politically correct, I mean, it's about, you know, the making sure we got to say certain things that we don't affect people, like music and movies.
Okay.
If you're not a fan of it, guess what? You can always change the channel, or you can always, you know,
right,
put on a different movie.
Absolutely. Let me just say this, too. For everybody now that wants to call the president of the United States racist, in December 1997, just a fact, Trump filed a lawsuit in the United States District Court in the Southern District of Florida, accusing the town of Palm Beach of discriminating against Mar-a-Lago for not allowing black and Jewish people to be in the area's other clubs. So, like, he was suing for,
right,
he want, like, for the inclusion of black and Jewish people.
Right.
Okay, so just FYI.
Well, I think, okay. But see, I think you could still have racial undertones and you could still come off as a little bit racist depending on the things that you say, but you could still do things for black and brown people that make you look like, hey, you know, you're a good person.
Well, I mean,
that's
the unemployment for black people,
right, I know,
all time low in, yeah, any presidency.
Right.
But it's, I understand what you're saying.
A lot of people like think that, okay, because you help out people that are black and brown, you might, well, there's no way that person could be racist, or, you know, like a black person could be like, well, you know, how is this guy not racist? It's about, sometimes it's more than just using the N-word or somebody feeling a certain way. You know, you could feel like somebody's being racist towards you if they're looking at you
funny.
Absolutely.
Well, you told a story one time.
Right.
We're up against it, and we'll get to people's phone calls, 617-779-7937. You told me a story one time how a white woman was getting into an elevator, and she saw you and your 15-year-old, 16-year-old son,
right,
and she got out of the elevator. There's things.
There's a little racial undertone there, right?
There's a lot of racial undertones.
Right.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. You're a grown man, but for your son to have to deal with something like that, that's horrible. It sucks.
But that's what I'm saying. So, you know, people might find an excuse. Well, she didn't say anything to you,
no,
so she can't
didn't.
Be racist.
That's how people look at it.
And that's why I'm saying, you know, there's things that Trump has done for black people before. We've seen it. We've heard him talk about, you know, Mike Tyson. He backed Mike Tyson on his
He always has. Coming up next, how... Or did the NFL drop the ball on not doing anything to Tyreek Hill? Wiggy and James.